Because you want to become a Jedi in the room. The Jedi is the person who never gets steamrolled, always ends up getting heard, and seems to know exactly what to say when the pressure's on. Without being loud is the truth. That person isn't born, they're built. 15 minutes a day is all it takes. Not 3 hours, not a week-long retreat. Just a daily 15-minute negotiation habit. Let me show you what it does. Most people go into big conversations cold, like walking into a ring without warming up. They read the book once, maybe watched a masterclass. But then they expect their brain to perform under pressure? That's not how skill works. Negotiation, just like jiu-jitsu or jazz piano, is neural. You don't know it, you become it. And just like you wouldn't bench 300 pounds without training, you can't walk into a raise conversation or boardroom battle and expect tactical empathy to roll off your tongue without practice. Here's what 15 minutes a day can look like. For 3 minutes, label the headlines. Grab a news story or a trending topic. Practice three labels based on the emotional dynamics. Say this stuff out loud. It sounds like the public's frustrated. It looks like the company's scrambling. It seems like people feel betrayed. Then 3 minutes of calibrated question practice, or repetitions, reps as we call them. Choose a tough situation and ask, what makes that difficult? How would you like it to look instead? What's the biggest risk if this doesn't change? Again, you got to say these out loud. Next 3 minutes, mirror out loud. Take a conversation you had that day, play it back in your head. Now imagine yourself mirroring their last 3 to 5 words. And imagine yourself doing it with a tone of curiosity. Notice how I did that. Also notice there's some body language that helps. I tilted my head to the side, lifted my head up a little bit. That'll help you get that tone right. The 3 minutes next for the accusations audit warm-up. Accusations audit is a list of the negative things that people could be saying. Could be, not have, could be. Think of a future conversation. What are you afraid they're going to say? Say it before they do. This is probably going to sound selfish. It's a pretty good chance you're afraid they're going to think you're selfish. Call it out. This is probably going to sound selfish. It's a pretty good chance, depending upon the circumstances, that they're going to think you're trying to dodge responsibility. So you say, you might think I'm just trying to dodge responsibility. You might think this is going to be harsh. Anticipation, practice it out loud. Next 3 minutes, play back a real conversation and journal for 3 minutes. What did I miss? What could I have labeled? What didn't I hear? That's it. No scripts, no memorizing, just micro reps. Let's talk about how this compounds. Day one, you'll feel awkward. Day five, you'll start noticing things in conversations other people miss. Day 15, your tone changes. You stop reacting. You listen more. After 30 days, here's what you get. Fluency in tactical empathy. You'll stop fumbling. Labeling becomes instinct. Emotional control. You hear an attack, you stay calm. You label a threat instead of taking it personally. Priming. You start conversations with the right tone and framing. You plant seeds that move people. Confidence. Because you're training, not performing. This isn't theory anymore. It's muscle memory. Your brain builds new neural pathways by repetition. And every time you build a new pathway, it feels awkward. It feels like a struggle. It feels like you're doing something wrong. Instead, you're building that new pathway. According to some experts, it takes 63 to 64 repetitions to lay down that new neural pathway, that new behavioral groove, if you will. That's what the daily 15-minute practice delivers. This rewires your autopilot. Instead of panicking under pressure, you pause. Instead of blurting, you calibrate. Instead of pitching, you mirror. Instead of pushing, you label. And what's wild? When you do this, the other person feels heard, and they'll tell you everything you need to close the deal or repair the relationship. To recap, reps make instincts. Instincts win negotiations. 15 minutes a day rewires who you are in a room. Start today. Pick one label, one mirror, one calibrated question. Don't try to be great. Be consistent, which unleashes your greatness. Let's build the habit and the muscle that changes how the world listens to you. And remember, the person across the table is never the problem. The unsolved issue is. Let's solve it together. Be a black swan.